AP News. I'm Haya Punjwani. The U.S. military says a KC-135 refueling aircraft supporting operations against Iran crashed in western Iraq, killing four of its six crew members. AP's Ben Thomas.
Though part of the operation against Iran, the military says the crash was not due to hostile or friendly fire. Central Command says the incident involved two aircraft, with the other landing safely. Another U.S. official tells AP that aircraft was also a tanker plane.
A man with a rifle who crashed into a large Michigan synagogue in what federal officials are saying was an attack had lost four family members in an Israeli strike in his native Lebanon last week. At a news conference, FBI Special Agent in Charge Jennifer Runyon says this is a deeply disturbing and tragic incident.
The FBI is here working with our state, local, and federal partners to investigate this incident. And I can confirm that we are leading the investigation right now as a targeted act of violence against the Jewish community.
A young hockey player who lost his family in a Rhode Island shooting has scored a winning tournament goal. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh.
Nearly a month after losing three family members in a Rhode Island ice rink shooting, Colin Dorgan scored a game-winning goal in double overtime that helped advance the Blackstone Valley Co-op out of the semifinals. Colin Dorgan was on the ice with his teammates when his mother and brother were killed in a targeted attack during a February 16th hockey game in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. His grandfather also later died. Police have identified the shooter as Robert Dorgan, who died from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. Since the shooting, Blackstone Valley players have hearts stitched on the front of their jerseys with the initials of all three who died. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
World shares retreated while oil prices again popped above $100 per barrel. This is AP News. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports on the Pentagon saying it will reassess efforts to protect civilians from harm.
That comes after the AP reported outdated intelligence likely led to a U.S. military strike on an Iranian elementary school, killing more than 165. General Alexis Grinkowicz, the top U.S. and NATO commander in Europe, tells the Senate panel the military takes reducing civilian harm seriously.
I can assure you that we have robust standards that we go through.
But Senator Kirsten Gillibrand says the Trump administration has slashed a center vital to protecting civilians.
Their mission was to help you and to help protect against civilian casualties.
The Pentagon says a reorganization's underway and it has streamlined some functions aimed at reducing those casualties. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
I'm Haya Punjwani, AP News.